Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
We're also going to be talking about relationships. Have a listen to this. These have come in. A lot of these different things have come in about relationships. This one was entitled, and no disrespect to him, Dr. Tony Holohan is ruining my relationship. I'm sure he's not. But anyway, have a listen. It says, hi, Kira and team. Sincere sympathies to the families of anyone who has lost a loved one. My troubles may appear trivial in comparison, but I am a man in my late 40s and I live with my son. I'm in a committed relationship with a woman who also has a son, and the four of us have been away on holidays together. We have sleepovers at the weekends, and we've been carefully working towards moving in together in the summer with the needs of the two boys in mind. However, with the announcement by Leo on Tuesday, I felt we had little option but to stay apart for a while, as we don't live under the same roof. I felt an instinct to protect my son, who has had a chest infection for a couple of months despite treatment, and it was also safest for my partner and her son. The only other person in the picture is her son's father. My partner would have carried on as before, with us visiting each other in our homes, and has taken it badly, my suggestion, to stay apart. I didn't think moving in together right away was a good idea. I have not had that conversation with my son, who has autism. I presume he means moving in now because of corona, so they could still see each other. Her son is younger than mine and might find it easier, as we would be moving in with them. But now to her, I'm the worst person in the world. I've abandoned her at this time of need, but I feel I'm doing what we're being asked to do by pulling together, by staying apart, even though I do want to be with her. I'd really appreciate some guidance or feedback from you and your listeners. Please don't read my name. Many thanks. Stay well. What do you think of that, guys? What's your advice? Do you have advice for this listener? Do you have loved ones who are unhappy about staying apart? How are you managing it? A lot of people, particularly people in second relationships or people my kind of age, they don't necessarily live with the person that they are going out with or involved in a relationship, because maybe they've got kids from previous relationships or whatever it is. So there are lots of people, particularly in that age group, 40s and 50s, who don't live together. And equally, there are younger people who haven't got round to living together yet. So there's a lot of people in relationships that aren't under the same roof. How do they manage it? And 53106, what would you say to this listener who is clearly getting it in the neck, perhaps, I think it's fair to say, from his partner, but feels he's trying to do the right thing and doesn't know if it is the right thing or not? 53106.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Texts are coming flying in. Kira, I completely agree with that man. He is showing care. He is showing empathy for all parties and actually making a sacrifice. I can understand why she is upset, of course, but it is for the greater good. Perhaps offering context and planning something for when it's done gives something to work towards and to keep the mind off the current situation. Another one, Kira, your listener is in what is known, oh, I didn't know this, as an isolationship. Yes, I'm saying that right. As I am too. I believe that it may be the very thing that will save our relationship, as many people may fall by the wayside after being cooped up together for so long. We have the concept of reuniting to look forward to. And that's from Connor. Yeah, Connor, I remember there was loads of headlines when they lifted the lockdown in China, in Wuhan. 88 couples immediately filed for divorce. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sure it's very sad. But they literally went, I never want to see this person again. I've been cooped up with for far too long. And so I think that is an issue for people being cooped up as well. Shane is on the line. Though Shane, you are in a similar situation. So are you living apart from your loved one, but you're doing so for I suppose responsible reasons?
Hi, Kira. How are you doing?
How's it going?
Hi. So yeah, pretty much. So I'm based in Dublin myself, and my partner is based in Cork. So we kind of have like a long distance thing anyway. Like, we go see each other every week. All that is absolutely fine. And then once coronavirus happened, I was like, okay, I need to get out of Dublin. It's freaking me out. So I went down to Kerry, middle of nowhere, like on a farm. So last week I was supposed to go over to Cork as usual, but things escalated so quickly that I texted him and I was like, look, I don't think it's the right time. I just felt like it was the responsible thing to do. And I thought it was okay. But then I kind of got messages being like, you know, I'm very upset that this is happening. You know, we need to plan to do more things together. And I was like, it's a pandemic. I was like, what do you want me to do? And I was like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I can't go there in a hazmat suit and helicopter up there by myself. I'll have to get a bus. And when I saw a man's message, I was like, I completely like understand where he's coming from. And I do see where my partner is coming from, that like it's upsetting and obviously like there's loneliness involved. But like, I think yes. I think in my head I'm being very clinical and very business-like, but I feel like this is the time where we need to be like that. And I just don't want to like hurt his feelings anymore because I'm supposed to go this weekend, but I really don't want to go.
I mean, I totally see what you're saying. And people, lots of people are texting saying that they are in isolationships, which is you're in a relationship, but you don't see each other at the minute. And I like that. That is a reality. I think the fact that you would have to go on a bus is an issue.
Yeah,
I do. I think if you had a car, it might change things slightly. And then you could discuss that. But I do sort of see that traveling several counties, or I suppose Cork and Kerry are beside each other, but nonetheless they're miles apart at the same time if you're in Cork City. Traveling a long distance on public transport during a pandemic on a regular basis is tricky.
Yeah, and do you know what I mean? It's like, and like love and all that is great, but at the same time, it's not going to protect me from it. Do you know what I mean? And like, I understand the situation, but I think a good idea is to like plan things for future like events. So like, I'll be like, oh, like, maybe we can do something, you know, in May or June, and we can plan these things together and like have all these like reunions. But right now, maybe it's just not the right time. But I'm trying to do it in a way that's more empathetic towards his feelings. I feel like I'm maybe being a bit too clinical about it.
You see, it's hard to know who. There's a mismatch here. You both view this slightly differently, and that's tricky.
Yeah.
But equally, you could be argued that he is more mad about you because he's the one going, I want to see you, I want to see you. But it could also be argued, no, you're the more mad about him, kind of going, no, I'm trying to do the right thing and protect us. But like, so no one's wrong. but it's a listen, relationships are hard, let's be honest.
I know. Will you text him for me, Kira?
what's his name?
His name is Matt.
Matt, listen, Shane is just trying to do the right thing, and that come the summer when the clouds lift and the sun comes out and all this is behind us, think of the reunion. It's
yeah,
just,
it'll be amazing.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Look, I do feel for you. I think it's tricky, you'll have to find your way through it somehow, like a lot of people. It's hard, but
yeah.
Thank you for talking to me.
Can I just say, I have to say you've been amazing the past couple of weeks.
Thank you so much.
So many people. You've been fantastic. You're the best.
Ah, come here. Don't make me cry on air. You know what a sap I am. Like, I totally will as well. Look, thank you. And
the best of luck
going forward in your long distance situation. Thank you for that. Kira, I am currently working from home, as is my wife. We have a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old. We're doing well managing our work time, as well as the time we need to home tutor our son. One thing that has been great is the fact that I don't have an hour and a quarter commute each way to work. Life is less rushed, and I'm learning more about my kids every day, which is amazing. Little silver lining, but we have to look at the positive. Chin up, everybody. And that's from Aaron. Yep, fair play to you. We absolutely do have to look at the positives and take the positives wherever you find them. Alex is also on the line. Alex, what are your thoughts on love in the time of Corona?
Oh, hi, Kira. Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
I think the guy is doing the right thing, the one that sent the email.
Yeah.
Because is one of the children got ADHD? I can't remember.
He said his son has autism, and he felt it was too much to move his son in quickly. Do you know what I mean? He didn't want to do it on the spur of the moment for them to all roll up together.
Well, at the end of the day, it's easier for two people to self-isolate than four.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? Well, you would know that because you have a house full.
I do.
And also, yeah, he's protecting his son, because at the end of the day, the girlfriend's son, they may get on when they're visiting each other, but if they're living together, that could cause some major problems.
I think he said they were planning on living together in the summer, but because he hadn't really
done
the groundwork there with his own son who has autism, he didn't want. And you can kind of, it's a very responsible viewpoint to take about as a parent. And he mentioned that his partner, that the father of her son is on the scene, but he's the only other person involved. So clearly the mum of his son is not on the scene. And I suppose what that means is he's a sole parent, and he is clearly trying to do the right thing there, which is kind of admirable, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, he's trying to protect his son. He's also trying to protect her son.
Yeah. You know,
because it only needs one of them to have been in contact with somebody over the last few days. And it's not going to show up for about a week anyway. And then where do they go?
I suppose the flip side is this, and I'm you know, just to put it there, that if they drew up kind of strict terms, like ground rules for how both households behaved. So if she and her son more or less self-isolated and he and his son more or less self-isolated for a period of 2 weeks, like more or less complete self-isolation, so they couldn't have it, then they could mix as a foursome coming and going to each other's homes, maybe in a car or whatever, yes, that nobody else was in. So, yeah, so there might be a way of drawing up a safe protocol for them to manage this, but yeah, I suppose it's very tricky to know because they have to go and get their groceries and stuff if you can truly self-isolate at all, you know, so there is hardship there.
Well, yes, yeah, I mean, even being on my own, it's difficult to self-isolate because I still need to eat. Yeah. I still have to go out and join the queue at Tesco's.
Yes, exactly. So it's not, I mean, and I mean, I became acutely aware of, I was in my naivety going, oh, sure, we'll get the food delivered, it'll be fine. Couldn't get the food delivered. Deliveries.
No.
I would have had to starve for 3 weeks before the food was delivered. I had to get friends to do it because there was no other way to feed us. And that's tricky. But yeah, look, I think on balance, he's trying to do the right thing. He certainly sounds like he's coming from his heart is in the right place. And thanks, Alex, for that.
Oh, I believe so. Yeah, I think he's protecting all of them.
Yeah, I think,
that's the important thing.
And that's an instinct, particularly that men often have, to protect the ones they love. There's some kind of a hardwiring thing in a lot of men, and mums obviously as well do that. Women do that for their families, but some people are hardwired to protect those they love, and it's not to be sniffed at. It's a nice trait on somebody, I think. But thank you, Alex. Kira, glad to hear you're doing well. Thanks very much. I'm afraid my own relationship may end up in trouble in this emergency. I don't live with my partner, but we are in each other's company and in each other's houses at least 2 to 3 times per week. We don't go anywhere and haven't been because we are saving for a house these days. Is it okay to do this? Because we're both working from home. The only place I have been to is the shop twice in the last 2 weeks. I haven't been anywhere else. Is this an issue if the only place we go is to the shops or to visit each other? If you are in a cocooned unit that is spread over 2 houses, it's not completely safe because you do go to the shops and all of that. But equally, if you're mixing only in that small circle, your risks are low. There's no question your risks are low. If you're not seeing other people and your partner, she's not seeing other people, well, then your risks are low. But there are no certainties, lads. And unfortunately, it's living with the grey is where we're all at. And Katrina says, Kira, regarding the guy living apart from his partner, he is a hero and his partner should realise this. Social distancing saves lives. This is an amazing act of kindness and selflessness. And that's from Katrina. Yeah, I think on balance, people doing the right thing is a credit to them, and more power to them, and well done to them, and fair play to them, and all those types of things. And I know it's difficult. It's very hard to be apart from the one you love if that's the way your setup is at the moment. But nonetheless, that's how it goes. 53106. Let's take a break.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live and Unscripted with Kira here on Newstick. We're nearly out of time, alas, but loads of texts still coming in on all sorts of issues, particularly about, I suppose, relationships during coronavirus and things like that. Kira, great to hear you back on air and so chirpy today. I heard you ask about relationships during coronavirus. I had a short but a lovely text from my estranged daughter last Sunday on Mother's Day, a greeting, my first in 9 years. I alternated between tears and smiles, not just all day, but all week. And that's from a listener in Munster. Yeah, I can imagine there are people who are estranged who are reaching out to each other because of this, because they do care deep down and all of that.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.